Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable here on Live Talk this Thursday, March the 17th, 2022. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And tonight here on Live Talk, we are going to be speaking about what we're seeing happening in the run-up to the by-elections in Zimbabwe. And we'll also be talking about an important meeting for women that started here in New York on the 14th of this month and will end on a Saturday. And we'll be looking, that is the CSW.
Yes, marvelous. And talking of by-elections, we see that some political parties are alleging violence on their members. Recently, we saw that the MDC says its candidate in Mzimwane was harassed, and the police are still investigating the issue. And that candidate was for Mzimwane constituency for a by-elections. She's a woman, and her name for Ward 20, Thokozile Dube. They said she had to run to the fields for cover, and the police are said to investigating the issue.
And talking about violence, Star, we also saw that the MDC are also reporting that one of the AVID supporters, known as Mazibabale Shanduko, his real name, Godfrey Chidau Kurembe, was today beaten up. And we will show you a brief video that is actually courtesy of the CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change, which is now signaling what we are likely to see happening in this last week as different parties are really trying to get the maximum support. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are actually castigating what we're seeing happening on the ground regarding political violence. But incidentally, we saw the leaders of all the parties that are, you know, in the by-elections. We saw the leader of ZANU-PF, Deputy President Chiwenga in Mutare this weekend, castigating violence during this campaign for by-elections. And we also saw the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, also saying, you know, telling his party members that violence is something that will not be tolerated during this campaign. And we also saw the leader of MDCT Stroke Alliance, Douglas Monzora, also castigating political violence during this campaign. So it's surprising to see what we're seeing on the ground as people jostle for the last remaining, shall we say, supporters to vote for them during this March 26th by-elections, where we're seeing all parties trying to grab as many councillors and as many MPs as they can, Esther.
Yes, Marv, and we saw that the supporter we have on the video there, Mr. Godfrey Karendera, known as Matibaba Weshamdugo, is accused of causing disorderly conduct. We saw that from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and it's surprising, but the CCC believe that he was just arrested because he's wearing yellow, which is their trademark. But interestingly, we also saw the government, the Minister of Information, releasing a statement that they are investigating the case where someone is seen being brutalized by the police, and they will let the public know what their findings are shortly. So as you were saying about the political leaders calling for peace, we see that we keep seeing these things that they seem to be saying no to this. But anyway, we'll see how the investigation goes on for all the political incidents of political violence we reported.
Yes, Star. And talking about the meeting in New York, we see that most of the events, especially the sideline meetings, are actually going to be happening virtually. We see that the United Nations says that the theme for CSW is achieving gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls in the context of climate change, environmental and disaster risk reduction policies and programs. So it will be interesting to see what they will be presenting at this meeting. But our main topic, like what we said, we're looking at the violence that we are seeing mushrooming in Zimbabwe ahead of the by-election campaign. The by-elections will be on March the 26th.
Yes, marvelous. And it's also important as the United Nations usually carries out this, gives us the information on the women participation throughout the world in politics and other structures of the in their countries. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje sicubungula udaba lwamalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections lona olukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga ngo-26 March. Siyabona ukuthi sokuseduze njalo abakhankasayo sebegijimela kathesi ukuthi bebone ukuthi bengenzani. Ngakho-ke siyabona ukuthi lamuhla ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi ilunga lalo libotshiwe ngamapholisa lahlukuluzwa. Abaningi babembone abakhangela imfanekiso yabomabonakude le eqotshiweyo kumavidiyo lezinye nje izithombe. Ubaba ugqoka njengompostoli izembatho ezihubayo kodwa eziyimbala olithanga egida ithwele umqwayi. Njalo abanye bemlingisela ke owaziwa ngokuthi ngumathi baba weshanduku. Yena-ke kodwa ibizo lakhe kungu-Godfrey Karemba. Siyabona ukuthi kuthi utshayiwe ngamapholisa njalo kulokukhonona kubandla le-NDC ukuthi ubotshelwe nje ukuthi ubegqoke izembatho ezilethanga ezilombala olithanga njalo ubekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bevotele ibandla le-CCC. Kodwa hhayi lapha khona Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights amagqotha phela lwelilungelo loluntu bathi hhayi yena kuthiwa ubotshelwe i-disorderly conduct nje kubangela ukungahlaliseki emphakathini. Yikho-ke lokhu-ke esikubona kusenzakala. Njalo kukhona-ke owesifazana oncintisa emzingwane ku-Ward 20 unkosazana Thokozile Dube. Laye sibonile izolo ibandla lakhe lisithi uhlaselwe ngabacatshangela ukuthi ngabe bandla lezanu PF bidlizela impahla yakhe okugoqela amatanka lawa wazakala ngokuthi ngama-Jojo tank njalo le-foni yakhe bayibulala. Ngakho-ke wathi udaba lolu lusadingisiswa emapholiseni. Ngowesifazana njalo abesifazana bakhonana ukuthi bengahlaselwa kanje bagcina bengasela budlangudlwangu bokuthi bangene kwezombusazwe. Sakhuluma njalo khonapha nonkosazana Justina Mkhothi ukho owenhlanganiso ebona ngokudingisisa izehlakalo-ke zodlakela nalele Zimbabwe Peace Project. La wavuma ukuthi yengempela abesifazane labo bathinteka kulolu udlakela asibo besilisa kuphela. Njalo kuyadanisa ukuthi lanxa kulimele owesilisa lowesifazane la uyathinteka ngoba khonokho okwenzakalayo njengokwenzakale ekhwekhwe owabhubhayo umboneni Ncube ulo mama ulo sisi ulo mntwana bonke labana basala bethintekile. Njalo khona ke omunye la wesifazane watshaywayo ke kubandla le-MDC kodwa njengoba sitshilo ele-CCC kodwa njengoba sitshilo sibonile ke ukuthi abakhokheli bamabandla atshiyeneyo umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga umnumzana Nelson Chamisa bonke bathi hayi akube lokuthula elizweni ungabi lodlakela. Sibonile njalo ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwempiko lisithi liyadingisisa ngokwenzakale ngomfundisi lo umatsibabo ukuthi babone ukuthi kuhambe njani. Kodwa hhayi njalo nje libizo nje singakwazi ukuthi ngokweqiniso yini kumbe ngokokusomisa abantu ukuthi ngumfundisi. Kodwa hhayi ikho-ke siyabe sikukhangela lokho sikhangela lo mhlangano we-United Nations ngoba yikho lapho kujayele ukuphuma izinqumo zokuthi abesifazane baphatheka njani kungatsha ezitshiyeneyo zempilo ezigoqela ezomnotho ezombusazwe nezinye. Yebo ke marvelous. Njalo sikhangelele ukuthi kube labahlonitshwa bethu abambala abagoqela uNkosazana Presia Ngolobe we Deputy National Leader Freedom Alliance.
Aiwa kune avo vachangobva kuti bata iko pano pachirongwa chedu Women's Round Table pa Live Talk tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nemusi wechina kudai March 17, 2020. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura isu pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyaya dzegadziriro yesarudzo apo tiri kuona nasi taona nhau dzatichangobva kutambira dzekuti itso pane nhengo ye Citizens Coalition for Change vanozivikanwa nezita rekuti madzibaba veshanduko vawanikwa ivo vachinzi varohwa zvakaipisisa vari mumaoko emapurisa zita ravo chairo vanonzi Godfrey Chinembe uye Chidhau uyezve taona muzuva ranhasi pavhidhiyo yatawanikwa tichitumidzirwa nebato iri Citizens Coalition for Change tichiona zvanga zviri kuitika pamusuwa nhasi apo taona zvakare hurumende yawanikwa ichinyora zvinyorwa vachiti ivo pachawanikwa pachitariswa kuti zviri kufamba sei nyaya iyoyi yekuti vanowanikwa vachitsigira bato Citizens Coalition for Change vawanikwa vachishungurudzwa vari mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika muchirongwa chanhasi. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti munguva iyoyi yapfuura weekend yapfuura takaona vatungamiri vemapato anosiyana-siyana akadai Citizens Coalition for Change vaNelson Chamisa vachishora nyaya yemhirizhonga. Tikaona zvakare mutevedzeri vomutungamiri wenyika vachiwenga vachishorawo vezanupf nyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga pamusangano wavo kwamutare. Tikanzwa zvakare vaDouglas Munzura vachishora nyaya yemhirizhonga vari ivo muHarare nemusi wesvondo wakare iwoyo. Saka tichida kutarisa kuti ko chii chiri kunyanyoitika, asi zvakare tisingakanganwe kuti panguva ino pane musangano mukuru weUnited Nations weCSW uri kuitwa imo muno muAmerica kuNew York. Asi zvizhinji zviri kuitwa pamusangano uyu zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichiitwa padandemutande sezvo pari zvino paine dambudziko iri recovid-19. Musangano uyu wakatanga musi wa14 March uchapera musi wa25. Uyezve tingati isu theme yemusangano uyu iri kutaura izvo neyemamiriro ekunze. Asi taita rombo rakanaka, tine mumwe ari pano vachange vari kutibatsira kutarisa nyaya iyi yemusangano uyezve nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika. Vari pano vanoshandawo vari muno muAmerica chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vachishanda nesangano rePumulani. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, titaurewo zita renyu uyezve kuti zvakamira sei.
Tinotenda this marvelous, tinotenda nekuva pachirongwa nhasi. Sarangudonza Comfort Dondo kuchirongwa chinonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Tinoshanda tuno kuMinnesota asi tinoshandirawo zvakare tinobata nemadzimai ari pasi rose.
Tombotarisa tisati taenda kumusangano, tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda muZimbabwe panyaya yemhirizhonga panguva ino yegadziro yemavhaiolections. Munozvionawo sei? Nokuti tinoona zvakare pane madzimai vari kuwanikwawo vakamirira mune dzimwe nzvimbo panyaya iyi yemavhaiolections.
Zvakanaka, smabela. Semudzimai anomirirawo kusavapo kwemhirizhonga muupenyu hwemadzimai nevanasikana, zvinhu zvinondibata chaizvo. Ndichiona mufananidzo wevakuru vabvakurohwa zvinotirangaridza iye yatinoti women's rights is human rights. Kunyange madzibaba vanga vachikonzera inonzi disorderly conduct, kusvika pakurohwa, kusvika pakadai, ivaiolation yemarights avo semunhu. Kana vanga vachikonzera mhirizhonga vaifanira kusungwa, votongwa. Ndo zvazvinofanira kunge zvakaita. Kurova munhu zvinonzi hapana munhu ane rights yekuisa yokurova yekusashamu pane mwiri wemumwe munhu. Saka zvinoti concernawo semunhu anomirira madzimai nevanasikana. Tingofunga kuti munyika medu dai mhirizhonga yaita shoma, takwanisa kuita mabielections edu tichimapedza pasina kurovana, kuurayana, nekuti mhirizhonga hapana chainotibatsira nayo.
Tochidzokera hedu pamusangano wamuinawo uri kutanga uri kuitwa kuno kuNew York, asi imi muri kuita muchishandisa dandemutande. Titsananguriwo kuti musangano uyu ndewei uyezve wakakosha sei kumadzimai.
Right, pagore rega rega
the United Nations, Vanessa Msangano, where 10 to 11 days, one of the Commission on the Status of Women. Gorena Rindo, Gondo, session H number 66, not on the same Shona, 66 session. Pagorerino, every year, Pagorega, 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 theme. Pagorena, the theme Yavo, the Ekutari Sajun, Shakaita said droughts, Machinjiro, Peter, climate, Yedu, Kushaiko Kumvura, my floods, Akunet Menika, my earthquakes. Machinjiro, Peter, climate, Yedu, Ano Afrika Seven Kazmiana Scanner. Nekutota sato pese panetika mbirishonga, kana panetika ukusa gazi, kana kwe pasiresi. Munu ya mkazi ni mwana sika na ndova mnyanya kuafekti kwa naishosho. Saka tinenge tishange titaura ni nyaye zozo. Pane mazo changa kuita mangwanda ni ana, tine mwana wedu mwana msika na wishidiki, anonzi maka. Awa ustaksesion makusena ana ya atora nyaye. Kutipi, iku kusa gazi, kana kwe pasiresi. Kuno kama nisa seva, anasika na narukuma ruzeva. Like tuende kuchukoro kana shinshakadaro. In the start at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we start at about 10 p.m. in Zimbabwe. And we are going to be able to get for women. We are going to be able to get the rights for women. But we are going to be able to get the rights for women. We are going to be able to get the rights Haiti. After my earthquakes, ini changu ndugu tawrao, shanduku wana mbasa rangu, ndiri kuno asinchi shanda neva na wari ku Zimbabwe. Mamiru wakaita upenyu wewa kazi neva na sikana ku Zimbabwe. Tishitasa wa mamiru wakaita nyika edu, atina edu ya tingati sine disaster, iri natural. Asi tishitasa wa mamiru, just mamiru wakaita shinu ku Zimbabwe. Chiona mirishonga ikuitika, chiona tukupinda my elections. Nekusango gadzikana kwe shwa shuru shumita mnyika medu nekuda kuma pato akasiana aruku kukizana panguweru kutelera ii. Sana ndosha nenge chitaura pamsoro pazho. Taka ya kutarisa neku supporta kutimadzimaine wa nasikana wanofana wange baruku kuchengetezwa. Pasina mbirishu nga kumadzimaine wa nasikana.
Okay, if you can just tell us in English about your thoughts on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe in the runner-up to these by-elections that will be on this coming weekend. We saw today a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change being brutalized and the government saying in a press statement that they are going to investigate. But what's your take before we move into the CSW?
Yes, Aunt Marvela, thank you again so much for having me on today's show. I would like to say I'm very concerned about the increase in violence, interpersonal violence that I continue to witness that is happening in our home country of Zimbabwe. And the violence seems to be coupled up by a lot of silence. So we have a lot of people being very silent because they are scared of repercussions of such violence. To my earlier comment that I tried so hard to say in Shona, the young men that we see right now on video, the accusations or the allegations are that he had some disorderly conduct. Even if someone had some disorderly conduct, in a nation that's well-governed and that observes human rights, this man was supposed to go in prison, go to court, and be charged for disorderly conduct. Putting your hand on another human being and causing such physical marks is absolutely a no-no. If we're looking at countries that have governance, like where we are here in the United States. It is called an assault. And I think this one will be a grave assault worthy of a felony. So somebody who had put their hands on someone in this case would actually be serving a very long sentence. I'm talking about 15 years plus in prison. So these kind of levels of violence that I'm observing in my home country are very concerning to me. And I think it is good that you are showing them right now. And as I'm thinking about, this is a man whose rights have been violated. And we know that women and girls traditionally, historically, in our countries or in the global south, they've always been the lower hanging fruit. They always receive the short end of the stick. How about their rights as women and as human rights? How much of that is being violated? I think I've also witnessed quite a few women in politics who have succumbed to violence. And so this is very concerning for me, disturbing, and I hope that this comes to an end or at least slows down as we near the by-elections.
And just go into the CSW, what's your role and how are you going to be articulating what we're seeing coming from the ground.
Thank you so much. Yes. So I serve in the Commission on the Status of Women in the United Nations as a nonprofit organization. So I want to be very clear that I'm not representing Zimbabwe. I am a daughter of Zimbabwe who goes into this space. Every year I go, and this is the 66th session. And the main theme this year is on climate change and how it impacts women. Climate change is a very big word, and I always like to break it down for people. And climate change is the way our climate has been changing due to our abuse of the climate. So things like flooding, earthquakes, I'll think about things like droughts, severe droughts, and how that impacts women and girls. This particular session that I'm doing is being sponsored by the Global Rights for Women, which is a global women's rights organization that I work closely with. My organization works with them. And we're going to be talking about how disasters, and redefining disasters broadly. We're going to be talking about how disasters impact women and girls. And when we're talking about disasters, we're not just talking about natural disasters to the environment. Also, how do political disasters affect women and girls? Things like we're looking in Ukraine right now, there's a war. How that impacts our Zimbabwean girls that we just moved actually out of Ukraine the last few weeks ago. How does what is going on in Zimbabwe right now, these levels of violence, political violence, how impacts men and girls on the ground? So we'll be just sharing a little bit of that with the rest of the world. I want to say that although I'm physically in the United States in Minnesota, I do a lot of work in Zimbabwe. There's WhatsApp. In fact, this morning I was talking to a mother whose daughter was molested by a grown man in their community. I won't talk about where she's from because the case is still under investigation. And these perpetrators, and she's not the first one, every week I get numbers of young girls who are being sexually violated. And what these perpetrators end up doing, they earn more money and they are bribing the police. So our police is being bribed. And then the case doesn't go anywhere. So I'm going to be talking about some of these cases and nuances and why nothing is being done, why there's no accountability within our system, and what can be done to change that. Mm-hmm. Because I think as a nation, we have to start thinking about if we are raising a generation of young who are being raped and they're not getting treated, if we are raising a generation of young people whose voices who cannot say out how they really feel, and we have high rates of drug abuse, what is the next Zimbabwe going to look like? I fear for what the next generation is going to look like. And so this is some of the things that I'll be talking about that are coming from the ground to the United Nations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My name is Tracy Angulube from Freedom Alliance, a new baby in the political arena of Zimbabwe. In 2021, or December last year, I'm the Deputy National Leader of Freedom Alliance, Dr. Sangele Hade.
Yebo ke lina ke sesezwe ukuthi ibandla lapha lingene ukukhetha lama by elections, ngakho okwakathi sikuyine likwenzayo njengebandla lisa kuyine likukhangeleyo njengoba lingakhangelanga ukhetha lama by elections lo.
Okay, sisamkhangelele manje, sikhangelele ukuthi sisesa ibandla lethu ebantwini. Ukuthi sisalungisa ama-structures ethu, sisisa udaba lethu ebantwini ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sesingangena kokuzayo kuma-elections, bakhangelele ukuthi bazabe befotela ibandla elimele ukwenzani njalo ukulethani esigabeni semathebeleleni nasemithenzi.
Yebo ke, abanye njalo bengakwazi ukuthi wawuyisiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party. Ungathi bandla leli okulo kathesi lalo liyenza okufananayo yini njengoba ukhuluma neMathebeleland?
Njengoba ngingumuntu wasemathebeleland, imfuno zami ngezasemathebeleland. So angeke ngithi kwahlukene kakhulu, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi i-Freedom Alliance ikuthethe konke engikukhangeleleyo yakubeka kwelinye izinga elokuthi ngizithole ngikwazi ukusebenza kahle phakathi kwe-Freedom Alliance. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ibandla le-Freedom Alliance lithethe izikhalo zabantu last ngibheka ezingeni lokuthi abantu bonke they can now feel ukuthi iFreedom Alliance yilo ibandla eliphethe indimba engakuthi ngathi mina njengoba silawulwa yi-Freedom Charter into elugwalo elathatha imibono yabantu bonke basemidlands lasemathebeleleni yakwenza kwaba mgcike ukuthi silwelane singabantu bemathebeleleni lasemidlands. So i-vision is clear. Engingakutsho ukuthi i-vision is clear and ayikho engingakutsho mina nge-Freedom Alliance.
Yebo-ke sesibona ukukhethela ama-by-elections abanye bakhonaona ekhaya ukuthi kulodlakela. Sibonile ukuthi ukhona namhla omunye ochayiweyo lwana ojayele ukugida phambi kwabanye abantu ezithi ngumadzibaba nomunye njalo wesifazane obencintisa emzinwane ku-ward 20 kwi-council layo uthi uchayiwe izolo wabaleka-ke waya emasimini ngabe bandla lesisilabo-labo-ke ayikhona elakho. Kodwa ungathini ngakho njengoba lanelili ibandla lina lizimele nje laphana eceleni lithini ngokwenzakala ekhaya ningathi kukhululekile yini kumbe hayi alilandaba lakho njengoba lingancintisi?
Sile ndaba lakho ngoba latha i-NTCC naleyo ye-politics. Siyabona ukuthi udlakela oluningi danwa ngabantu abaphuma kuleli bandla elibusayo. Yebo abangelayo i-tolerance ya opposition. Lami nginje once a victim yakho nalokhu ukuthi bazithola sengisarawundwe ngabantu bezanu-PF ngingakwazi ukuthi bavelele ngathi ngathola nje sebegcwele nje kwaba into abayizibhotayo emapholiseni kwaba yi-case. Ngokunjalo futhi ngifuna ukukusho ukuthi ngithi mina angeke ngifihle ukuthi iZANU-PF iyathanda ukusebenzisa udlakela and the ground is not level for other parties.
Yebo-ke kodwa la iZANU-PF simbona umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga besithi no to violence, bekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bengayenzi udlakela. Njalo sifonile uGatsholo ubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko i-Ministry of Information isithi kuyadingisiswa ngodaba lwanamuhla olwenzakale kulo obothiweyo we-CCC. Ungathi uyabakholwa yini nxa besithi abantu bengenzi udlakela?
Angibakholwa ngoba abantu ababenza udlakela ngithi basebenzisa amandla abo ukuthi ngoba basebadleni elibusayo. Xa kuyukuthi udlakela lolu lwenzekele kuwe wahamba wayo ripoti emapholiseni, ikhethi yangibona iphelele emoyeni. Abayilandelela ukuthi bayikhangela ukuthi okay kube nodlakela olunje lokho ngoba sebekwazi ukuthi mbani lwa umuntu uzambona ezihambela ezayiphinda futhi into yakhe. So angiboni kuliqiniso ukuthi bakhuluma ngeqiniso abantu abathethelwe ukuthi bane siyake sibona abantu bebosha begwetshwa kuthelela bakhuze odlakela.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala wena ngomunye wesifazane owenelisayo ukuba umkhokheli. Sikubonile ungumsekeli kamkhokheli, sikubonile nakathesi sikukhona ngapho ebukhokhelini. Ungathi kulula yini ukuthi abesifazane nabo befinyelele izikhundla ezinjengezakho kumbe bayesaba kumbe abanamathuba?
Omama abaningi bayafuna ukungena emkhakheni we-politics kwezombangazwe. Kodwa-ke i-society esiphila kiyo I think yiyo ebalimaza kakhulu ngoba xa ungena ku-politics abantu abaningi babona i-politics njengangithi emhlukumeni wasemathebeleleni kuyinto eyingozi ngenxa yalokho esesadlula kikho kunjengabogugurawundi udlakela olubakhona ku-politics lento eziningi nje ezenzakalayo uzokuthiwa umama sephiwa amagama ebizwa ngamagama ngakho omama abaningi bayayifuna ukuthi bangene ngoba they are very much affected empilweni zabo nge-politics. Kodwa nxa sebesithi bayangena babuye bakhangele futhi khona lokhu ukuthi ma usungenile kulama-challenges amaningi that's why besesaba. Kodwa-ke omama mina I believe ukuthi omama bale khono most women can do it. Omama can lead if given a chance.
Yabo-ke ungasitshela-ke ngesingisi ukuthi is someone who has been the vice president of the Mthakazi Republic Party and now another political party. Let me pronounce it correctly. The Freedom Alliance. Do you say, can you say it's easy for women to participate in politics and how do you get there?
It is easy when you are working with people who understand and who know that democracy, it involves women being leaders and women being present in decision-making bodies. So that's how I view the Freedom Alliance to be a democratic party.
Yes, and you also say you have been a victim of violence too. Can you tell us what happened and if you feel that women are also targets of violence?
Yes, yeah. It was in, during the 2018 elections where we were campaigning. It was, I think it was the last day of our campaign. After the campaign, we're just dismissing them. We find ourselves at the place where we were dispatching from, where we just saw people coming from cars and coming in their numbers. They were so overcrowding us, and then they were singing. You know, like it was they just put like caused chaos around us. So we didn't have much time to ask what they were doing because it was a place whereby we were like it was just an intimidation if I can say it. Yes, it was just an intimidation if I can say because you couldn't have maybe 100 members of a party coming to dance and chant slogans at your house.
Kodwa ungathi wababona abesifazana bebaningi nabo behlukuluzwa bengena ejele.
Yes, during that campaign period, some other comrades of mine, members of MRP, were once arrested. Yes,
Yeah, what are the tests on that ukhetho lolulona? Udlakela solungcono yini kulabo abazibiza ngokuthi new dispensation kumbe lokho kufanana lalapha kusengwaye ngumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi akulatshintsho kuyafanana ngoba konke lokho engikhuluma ngakho okwenzakalayo kwenzakala ngo-2018 and kwase kuvele sokule new dispensation.
Okay. Hayi, kulungile, siyabonga. Ubambe khonapho ucingo. Sizabuyela njalo komunye wethu, uNkosazana Comfort Dondo. Like she was saying the same thing yokuthi hayi udlakela lolu olwenzakalayo is not good. If someone is they suspect something, it should be go to, you know, court and be tried. Not for us to see such scans. But of course, we've seen the Minister of Information saying the case, this will be investigated and they'll see what's going on. And marvelous, we see some of our listeners there, they are getting impatient. We have Joshua Mdenda was saying that where is the CC leadership? They want to hear them talk. Yes, we did the stories. I hope you are also listening to, I hope they will listen to our show, which is coming shortly in both Shona and Ndebele, where we covered what happened extensively in both languages. And so here we're giving some women a chance to talk because this is the women's show, but we'll keep covering this as we always do in most of our Facebook Live and Live Talk shows. And Joshua Mdenda is also saying, why are we saying it's allegations? Yes, we say so before because it still hasn't gone to court and it still hasn't proven. So the legal language is that you can't accuse someone before the court rules, you can just say he's still a suspect or his allegations. And we have someone, when I said President Mnangagwa and his deputy, Mr. Chiwenga, has also called against the violence. Worship, you know, saying Mnangagwa and Chiwenga, bayakhuluma kuphela. He's saying they're just talking and don't mean it, but over to you, Marvelous.
Thank you so much, yes, and we're so excited to be having the participation of some of our followers, like what Star has just said. We have to call them allegations until the matter is proven in court. So I think, you know, he's getting very, very impatient. Talking about a new party, Star, we saw that there was a new party launched by a woman, which is called the United Zimbabwe Alliance, launched by businesswoman from Wange, Amai Elizabeth Valerio. She launched her party this week, which was yesterday. Let's just take a look and a listen to what she had to say at the launch of her party.
United Zimbabwe Alliance is a citizens engagement platform. It brings all the Zimbabweans together for the purpose of building our country, building our communities. No one has come to save us. No one has come to save us. The people know what we want. We know the work that has to be done. We have the capacity to do it. Only Zimbabweans can build Zimbabwe. United Zimbabwe Alliance, as a citizens engagement platform, comes at a time when there is no other political party with an agenda that is genuinely for the people of Zimbabwe. There have been some with political funds, such as Zimbabweani. That comes from a number of political parties. But there's always been a lack of genuine and intentionality of consciousness. The United Zimbabwe Alliance is a political party which champions genuine and practical citizens' engagement. In the process of building our country, we are redefining democracy to reflect the true desires of our people. And so in this regard, our vision statement brings to the fore the following: active participation in public affairs and nation.
Apo tukona isu mtungamiri we United Zimbabwe Alliance, Amai Elizabeth Valerio, vanobva iwo kuwange, vachitaurawo pamusoro pebato ravo ravanoti bato idzva, uyezve richange riri kuwanikwa richishanda zvakare nemacitizens sectora kwavari kuita. Saka zvimwe zviri kuitika izvozvi panguva ino yegadziriro yemabai elections. Regai timboenda kumunyarikani wedu Comfort Dondo wombotipawo tipewo maonero enyu kuti zvakakosha sei kuti tionawo madzimai vachitangawo mapato avo madzva sei zvatiri kuona izvi. Okay, let's just take a break. Okay, now she says she can hear. Hello, Comfort.
Hello, this is Mavia. I guess balance. Apangwedi umboti chiri ngoti vanhu rume chete. Asi kaita vanhu kadzi pano vane perspective yana mai. Ndofungoti ndokana chiri nyika yedu pari zvino. Takafanana nemunhu ari kurwara. We need some people, leaders who can nurse the nation back to her health. Zimbabwe is unwell right now. If I can be very candid. And so when I see women running for office, I feel a relief because I believe that women can bring that nurturing balance to what our nation needs. And they have a different perspective to the sensitivities of things like women's issues, girls' issues, which are normally put at the back burner. So I think it's a good thing to see a woman running.
But then some people also come in and say, you know, maybe these are ploys to split the vote, especially of the opposition.
I've been thinking about that a lot too, because we've seen a lot of that happening. But I have to be very careful with how I say that, because I think that can also negate the eligibility of the woman. It can negate her her power to be able to run. And I think we should remain objective, but I think also at the same time in our questioning, are we asking that question because she's a woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm very careful in how I think about that. But that thought has come to me. I'm not going to lie. It has.
Thank you so much. There. Maybe let's just continue with the discussion about CSW. So what do you see coming out of this year's conference for you?
For me personally, this year's conference, I really was focused on trying to bring the voices of civilians to the United Nations. Normally we have government representatives or people maybe even working for the UN on the ground coming to the UN to do their reporting. Sometimes I think that is not grassroots. We need people who are at the grassroots, people who are at the margins. We need their voices heard. So we need to hear the voice of the elderly grandmother in Chirumanzu. We need the voice of the young woman in Mavuku. We need the voice of the people who are normally not heard to be coming to a global stage like the UN. So I'm hoping that some of the work that I'm doing this year at the Commission on the Status of Women will bring the voices of those who are mostly not heard. And then, of course, for me, the larger outcome is I hope we can leave this these 11 days with some action steps and not just talk, mm-hmm. but actually have a few actionable steps that are doable. And that's my hope. For Zimbabwe, I'm really focused a lot on how do we improve the quality of women and girls, despite the challenges that are happening for us nationally as a nation, but how do we also set our eyes on the women and girls who are mostly disproportionately impacted. So I'm talking about the women and girls who come from less privileged families, the women and girls whose mothers are calling my phone that their daughters have been raped. How do we get justice for those girls? Mm-hmm. And for me, I think we should never despise small beginnings, no matter how small an impact we can have, that can stir some currents that can start to make a big change for our country, especially changing the culture of rape against women and girls. That is the outcome that I'm hoping to get out of this.
Thank you so much. Just stay with us. I'm just going to now take a listen at an interview that I did with a professor who is based in Florida, talking about the importance of women getting into by-elections in Zimbabwe.
Vazhinji vangada kungoziva kuti ndimi ani uyezve muri kupi. Ini ndinoitwa Dr. Gwegwerere. Ndiri kuUnited States of America. Uye ndinoitawo zvematongerwe enyika. Ndiri vebato idzva ramabhanana iri CCC. Ndichangoburwa.
Aiwa pakanaka. Imi munoona zvakakosha sei samuzvinafundo kuti madzimai awanikwe vachipinda mumakwikwi akadai.
Chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Kuti madzimai ange achipindawo mune zvematongerwe enyika. Nokuti pachivanhu tinoti musha mukadzi. Naizvozvo nyika tinoitawo semusha. Saka kuti imire zvakanaka panotoda vakadzi vanomisikidza. Zviripo zvimwe zvinhu zvisingakosheswi nana baba. Kuzoita zvimwe zvinhu zvokuti vana mai ndo vanototanga kuzviona.
Totarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino tinoona kuti pane madzimai ari kupinda mumakwikwi aya asi mungakurudzirawo vamwe madzimai kuti vatsigire here vamwe madzimai kana kuti zvakamira sei ipapo tinoona kuti madzimai ndo vakawanda munyika vachizoteverwa nevezvidiki
madzimai anofanira kutokurudzirana kuti timisikidze nyika nemhaka yekuti madzimai ndisu tinoriritira mhuri kana madzimai apinda mune zvematongerwo enyika haangozvimiririri iwo ega chisikirwe chedu isusu chamadzimai tine mwoyo wakarereka unobata uri watingati wakanyorova ukuti zvinobata vana baba tinenge tichizvigadziridza zvinobata isu samadzimai tinenge tichizvigadziridza zvinobata vana vana mai ndivo ziso revana tinenge tichivamiririrawo zvakare ivo vana baba nokuti tinovaremekedza tinenge tichivamirira saka zvakanaka kuti madzimai atoenda mberi chaizvo pane zvematongerwo enyika nokuti zvimwe vana babawo vanenge vasingazvikoshesi mukusazivawo sana baba havasweri navana isusu tinoswera navo tinonyatsoziva zvinovabata
pane zvirongwa zvamuri kuita here imi muri kunze kwenyika kudai kukurudzirawo vari kumusha kuti vakurudzirawo madzimai nyaya kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota nezvimwe zvakadaro
zviripo zvatiri kuita tiri kuitawo misangano pamadande mutande iwawo matwitter space akauyai tichikurudzirana samadzimai tichishingisana tichionesana zvinetso nokuona kuti zvingagadziridzwa sei uye kuno kwatiri mhiri kunowanikwawo zviwanikwa zvatinoti pachirungu maresources tinenge tichibatsirawo waripo vanoda zvimapepa zviya izvi zvokunge vachizvishambadza zvatinoti maflyers namaposters tinenge tichivabetserawo uye kana ne yatingati leadership training kupanana mazano kuti uve mutungamiriri wakarongeka unenge uchifamba sei saka tinovarekomendera kuma leadership training groups
tichitarisa iwo makwikwi ariko achauya mwedzi unouya zvii zvimwewo zvamungataura hamuri kunyanya kuchidzira madzimai kuti vapinde mumakwikwi aya
tinoda kukuchidzira madzimai kuti apinde mumakwikwi aya chekutanga mudzimba umu hamuna chinhu chekudya ikonomi haina kumira zvakanaka kuti imire zvakanaka vana mai ndisu tinonyatsonzwisisa kuti nzara yapinda mumba hapana chekubika tisu tinoswera navo vana vanenge vakungodzengereka nemisombodhiya naivo mabhurongo vana vongorembera kudhakwa nezvimwe zvinongokanganisa njere saka tisu tinonyatsozvinzwisisa sananyakutumbura saka tinenge tichiti ngatiendei pamberi nekukwikwidzavo uye nokumiririra madzimai nokumiririra vana naivo varume tinovamiririrawo zvakare
nokuti tinoona kuti munguva yapfuura madzimai vanga vakunyanyoshushikana vachiti hazvisi nyore kuti madzimai vaende pamberi uyezve vachitora zvigaro munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nokuti mudzimai akada kuti aende anogona kunyomba anogona kuitwawo kuzvidzwa nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mungavasimbisi sei
ndingavasimbisa nokutoti vanofanira kuva namamiriri endangariro wokutongoona kuti ivo madzimai munhu akatokwanawo akazvimiririra wokuti chinokwanisiwa kuitwa navanhurume madzimai anokwanisa kuzviita uye tinokurudzira kuti varipoti kushungurudzwa kunoitwa panyama kushungurudzwa kunoitwa mundangariro yatinoti ya sexual abuse yatinoti ya mental abuse nekuti tinoziva kuti varipo
aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona nekunzwa Dr. Gwekwerere vanga vari kutaura ivo kukosha kwakaita kuti madzimai apindewo munyaya dzesarudzo nekuti nguva yedu haina kunyanyonaka zvakanaka regai timboenda titipe mukana kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari panhu star over to you
yebo ke sesipenduka ke kuwe mukosazana prince yangu sivoni menzani kuti kune vanhu vaelita eleunited zimbabwe alliance elingonziweyo uthini wena ngokubunza kwamabandla amatsha abanye bathi ngabe amabandla aphikisayo ahlangana ndawoni kwezalifanisa nezibandla nezanukula
mina ngibona ukubunza kwamabandla amatsha kuzinomzo labo laba ababumbani ngenxa yokuthi kutho ukuthi i-ajenda yabo ayifani nala maphathi amanye akhona ngicabanga ukuthi kulilungelo labo bafuna ukusiveza ngendlela abafuna ukusiveza ngayo ukuhlukenino kudlulabanye njengoba i-constitution yezimbabwe sipha ilungelo lokuthi abantu bazibhalile amabandla
siyabona njalo ukuthi ibandla lakho lalo abanye bengathi libandla ilisa from Alliance. We won't even go on any book, I really much relevant to Lutherans. I'm buying a vaccine. If you have one of the Lapin vaccines, I was in the other one, my man. Lavan, who have a kind of the Savon Fana, then we follow the public party, Lavan Yavakona, long people who went to the Lamanda, Ama Boti, in my community, is the right.
Okay, Tennessee Freedom Alliance, we are aiming at getting to a 50-50 level of participation, women participation in politics. We are still striving to have omama abanengi bangene ku politics baparticipate bangene esikhundleni babekwazi ukuthi la babe ngama decision makers ezulu okuyinto okuphusha i-democracy. So thina siku-Freedom Alliance we have a women caucus lapho omama abahlangana khona beliqembu labomama kuphela elijoyinwa ngamantombazana from 16 years kusiya phezulu. Njalo omama yikho lapha abathola khona ukuthi bazi-organize bakwazi ukuthi yabaphi abafuna ukungenela ikhwetho ekhethweni, ngoba siyananzelela siyi-Freedom Alliance ukuthi there is a difference between participation le representation.
Ye, kodwa usekelo liyaluthola yini?
Yebo, usekelo siyaluthola ngoba siyabona i-Women's Caucus iyakhula kakhulu since iyalotshwayo, iyakhula kakhulu omama abaningi they feel ukuthi they are being called ukuthi bazoparticipate kwabanye omama asebekhulile kwezepolitics ngenxa yokuthi we have our deputy leader umama uSenzeni Mpofu laye obelwelinye ibandla o-very active kakhulu ku-politics. Abantu abaningi bakhangelele ukufunda okuningi kuye.
Yebo-ke, hhayi kulungile, sabuya futhi kuwe-ke. sizwe ke ngokunde nge women's caucus le kodwa ke uthi sinike omunye la ithuba sivale uhlelo uhlale khona pho lale.
We thank you there to our guests. We come back to you, Comfort Dondo of Pumlani. If you can give us your closing remarks, you know, you can round it up with what you think of the by-election and participation of women, new parties that are being formed. And we see also our guest there saying she's a member of a new party and she's also, you know, up there in the hierarchy. Tell us a little bit about that before we round off our program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Aunt Mavi. The first thing I want to say is it is quite a relief to see more participation and a push to having more women participating. I want to say and commend our current president here in the U.S., President Joe Biden. He just reauthorized VAWA, Violence Against Women Act, which had expired, I think, back in 2009. He reauthorized it because he understands the importance of keeping women safe and women at the forefront. His vice president, Kamala Harris, she definitely is a force to be reckoned with, and it shows very well the good balance. And I want to say good leadership is not about tyranny. Good leadership is about actually holding people's hands and listening to people, understanding what they need as a nation. I think a force of iron fisting is not leadership, it's tyranny, and it is not sustainable long term. And I dream to live at some point as I get into my 40s to be thinking about relocation to a home country that I was born in, to be able to give back in a peaceful country. I dream of a peaceful Zimbabwe that's always been our trademark. We're peaceful. This is very foreign to me to see what I just saw today. A video of a man who's been brutalized. It actually really has brought some memories to me of the movies I grew up seeing around roots, you know, during slavery. And I'm really confused as a young Zimbabwean leader thinking, how did we get here? And so in closing, I want to say, may God bless Zimbabwe and may God renew our minds as a nation, that we go back to the breadbasket, peaceful breadbasket of Africa that we were. And I believe putting women at the forefront will get us back there. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for your closing words there, Comfort Dondo. How can people contact you as we let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook. Just put Comfort Dondo. I believe my personal Facebook is full to capacity because I have too many friends. for the organization, it's Pumulani, just like it sounds, Pumulani Minnesota African Women Against Violence. You can follow us there and just follow my work. I'm also found on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I welcome young Zimbabweans across the globe to reach out. I'm always happy to be a mentor and or just share opportunities that might be available for younger Zimbabweans and even middle-aged, older Zimbabweans.
Thank you.
But for all you, reach me at LinkedIn. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you there. Unfortunately, time is not on our side as we are fast approaching the end of our program. Over to you, Star.
Yeah, okay. Since we are going to press you, 30 seconds, I'm going to ask you to join us in the next game. But I'm going She is the deputy leader of the Freedom Alliance, a newly formed political party. Saying goodbye, Yimi Usthandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good evening, and also thank you to Comfort Dondo or for Pumulani here in the United States in Minnesota.